I only got to ride this thing maybe 5 or 6 times before I got sick.
Jeremy Wright's mountain bike sits right inside the door of his Carborough apartment, but he's hardly been able to enjoy it.
It's a shame because I was like really getting into it, and then it sat in storage like my snowboards for too long.
Wright says he was 33 when he contracted COVID-19. Now he is 37 and he still has symptoms. He has long COVID, which he says completely changed his life.
I was a snowboarder and did mountain biking, all that stuff. So this is obviously my life before long COVID.
Wright says his bout with long COVID was initially mild, but then he developed brain fog, which made it hard for him to concentrate and do his job at an IT firm. He also got fatigued quickly and didn't have much energy.
There was no margin for extra stress or extra exertion.
According to the CDC, 11% of adults who contracted COVID-19 now report long COVID symptoms. Wright says his was bad enough that he decided to leave his home in Lake Tahoe, California.
Part of what inspired me to move back here was to be closer to the UNC and Duke systems and just all of the really good medical research that's going on around here.
Some of that research happens here at UNC's Long COVID Recovery Clinic, one of the country's oldest. It was started a year into the pandemic and has seen more than 2,300 patients. Nursing coordinator Allison Judge says each patient works with a team of doctors and therapists.
They will come and stay probably about 4 hours. Each one spends about 30 minutes with them, does pretty much a head-to-toe assessment. Afterwards, we have a big roundtable discussion and talk about what type of therapy should they have, what type of therapy should they have first.
But treatment here goes beyond medication or conventional physical therapy. People with long COVID often have trouble staying alert and concentrating the way they used to. So therapists here sometimes retrain them to do everyday tasks.
So here you can just drive along, you got your gas and your brake pedals, steering.
Occupational therapist Marie Curtis says this driving simulator can help people with what she calls that woozy feeling that's characteristic of long COVID.
When you think about operating a car, it takes cognitive energy, so thinking about dividing your attention, keeping up with your speed, keeping up with the directions. So it's kind of bringing in all those different components and helping them practice in a safe environment.
Clinic founder Dr. John Barada says therapists also train patients how to modify their activities and conserve their energy, like putting a chair in the shower. But he says there's still a lot researchers don't know.
We have been able to refine the assessment of people with post-COVID symptoms and also to refine treatment possibilities for them. We still are unable to provide a curative treatment for the underlying medical cause, and that's because we really don't know what it is in most cases.
Barada says he's hopeful new treatments are on the horizon. Jeremy Wright, the long COVID patient, is hopeful too. He's getting ready for his first assessment at the UNC clinic, with a specific milestone in mind.
My biggest goal that I actually put down on my list as a resolution is I want to get back on a snowboard. That was life to me.
He's determined not to let long COVID hold him back forever. In Chapel Hill, I'm Henry Taylor.